This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says there will be costs and consequences for Russia for its allegedly malign activities against the United States. Blinken said in a CNN interview on Sunday that the United States will take the steps necessary to defend its interests. He said there was a shared commitment among Western allies to be clear-eyed about Moscow's actions and to hold the Kremlin accountable. The top U.S. diplomat said officials are in the process of considering what sanctions or actions Washington plans to take against Moscow and in consultation with other NATO countries. While the U.S. and Russia agreed to quickly extend a nuclear arms control deal that was set to expire shortly after U.S. President Joe Biden assumed power in January, Washington's blaming Russia for other actions, including allegedly placing a bounty on U.S. troops in Afghanistan, as well as meddling in the November presidential election and hacking into U.S. computer systems. Blinken's remarks echoed those of the president, who's taken a tougher stance against Russia than his predecessor, Donald Trump. Russia has denied meddling in the U.S. election and orchestrating the cyber hack that used U.S. tech company SolarWinds to penetrate U.S. government networks. In addition, it has rebuffed reports that it offered bounties to Taliban militants to kill U.S. troops in Afghanistan, or that it tried to poison Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. A U.S. intelligence analysis concluded that Putin likely did, and that's President Vladimir Putin, likely did direct a campaign to try to help Mr. Trump win a second four-year term in the White House. It's not clear what actions Biden could be considering against Russia. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The Sudanese government and a major rebel group from its southern Nuba Mountains on Sunday signed a document which paves the way for a final peace agreement by guaranteeing freedom of worship to all while separating religion and the state. The signing is viewed as a crucial step in efforts by the power-sharing government to reach accords with rebel groups across the country and end decades of conflict that left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. Sharia law was first imposed in Sudan in 1983. It was maintained by the now deposed President Omar al-Bashir for the entire 30 years of his rule. The so-called Declaration of Principles, signed on Sunday in South Sudan's capital, Juba, between Sudan and the rebel faction, means talks on a final accord can now begin. Dozens of people were still unaccounted for in Mozambique Sunday following an Islamist attack on the northern town of Palma. Meanwhile, thousands of survivors are being evacuated to the provincial capital, Pemba. Militants began attacking the town, a gas hub in the province of Cabo Delgado, on Wednesday. The attack forced nearly 200 workers, including foreign employees, to evacuate a hotel where they'd taken refuge. They were temporarily taken to the heavily guarded gas plant on the Afungi Peninsula before being moved to Pemba by ship. Airport officials in Pemba said humanitarian aid flights had been suspended to free up space for military operations. Two suspected suicide bombers blew themselves up outside a Catholic church in Indonesia on Sunday during Palm Sunday Mass, wounding at least 19 people. An Indonesian police spokesperson told reporters that the suicide bombers were intercepted by security at the gate to the church compound. The bomb exploded soon after. Authorities were not able to immediately confirm how many people were killed. Indonesia's minister of religion strongly condemned the bombing in a video response that he sent to VOA's Indonesian service. He urged all religious leaders to reiterate to their followers that no religion justifies terrorism. He said the bombing is not a behavior of religious communities. He also called on people not to be afraid of such terror acts, saying fear will destroy social cohesion. And Pope Francis led Palm Sunday services in an almost empty St. Peter's Basilica for the second consecutive year because of coronavirus restrictions. He urged people to be close to the poor and the suffering. In pre-COVID times, tens of thousands of people would have packed St. Peter's Square, holding olive branches and palm fronds in an outdoor ceremony. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.